How about municipalities? Those are public officials too, and often a planning board can make enormous decisions and can obviously be under enormous pressure.
Yes, we have. I have a lot of clients who are municipality or municipal employees. In fact, we have a case here in Massachusetts where I've got all levels of I've got employees from all levels of government, municipal, state, and federal. It's a huge project that's affecting a huge swath of land in the state, and we have people from all walks of life who are concerned.
My goodness. And so they're concerned that there's political pressure on all those levels.
Yes, there are. There are political, can you believe it? there are political pressures on all levels. I mean, municipalities often get the short end of the stick because they have to not only report back to the state, but then the state has to report back to the feds. And so they kind of have, you know, layers above them that can influence them.
And it can be very difficult for a municipality to be able to work effectively on something that's a complicated scientific issue.
Absolutely, it is. And sometimes they have to hire consultants, and oftentimes it's hard to get an unbiased consultant. For example, if, you know, here in Massachusetts, finding a transportation consultant that has not worked for Massachusetts Department of Transportation is almost impossible. It's you know, there's all sorts of issues involved when you're a municipality, but we do indeed take cases from municipal employees.
Well, right, and there's one more sort of government that I think might be of interest. And how about the Native American governments? That is, I know that there are several in Massachusetts, and we certainly have the Penobscot and Passamaquoddy nations here. Are there ever any people that are concerned about what's going on there that contact Pierre?
I have talked with some of the tribes here in Massachusetts about two projects that come to mind where they were concerned about things that were going on, but they were also concerns that had already been brought to us by other people. But we absolutely would listen to any concerns that Native American tribes had.
Oh, okay, because I know the Penobscots are endlessly fighting the state over, and the feds too, over water quality standards on their river.
Yes.
And I've never seen any, John Banks, the Natural Resource Director, he's never complained about any pressure, which is awfully good.
Yeah, that is good. But, you know, I think sometimes the federal government treads more carefully around Native American rights than they do over, for example, just a small town, which is a good thing. If there are issues out there, we'd love to hear about them.
Okay, well, look, we're running out of time here, and I wanted to, thank you very much for taking this time, and you must have a fair amount of Teflon on you if you get these attacked from both sides sometimes.
Oh, you should see some of the things that have been printed about me, Ron. I have a lot of Teflon.
Well, sort of a reverse brag wall you could have of all the I won't call it hate mail, but certainly unhappy people getting in touch with you.
Oh, yes, we get our share of hate mail, we do. But you know what? I am so thankful for all of the people out there, all the public employees who are, as you say, on the front line fighting these fights, because they are our eyes and our ears. And if they're not out there keeping an eye on things, we wouldn't know half of what's going on. So they have to be brave, and we will take whatever flack that we can off of them and put it on us, because we're used to it.
Is Jeffrey Roush still running the organization?
He absolutely is. He is still our executive director down in D.C., and he's still fighting the good fight.
He's quite a tough guy, but also funny. I love his writing style.
Yes, he pushes the envelope. He's great.
Okay. I'm speaking with Kyla Bennett, New England Director of PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Can you once again give us the contact information for people that are interested in getting in touch with you?
Absolutely. Our website is www.peer.org, and PEER is P-E-E-R. And my email is N-E, standing for New England, PEER, so N-E-PEER at peer.org. And my phone number is 508-230-9933.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much.
Ron, thank you for having me.